This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the upcoming hours, the president of China is expected to arrive in Russia for a meeting with President Vladimir Putin, and U.S. officials are waiting for an update. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is expected to dominate the meeting between visiting Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin in Moscow. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there are concerns China may agree to help Putin in the war effort.
China has not condemned Putin's invasion of Ukraine. They are still buying Russian oil and energy resources.
He tells Fox News Sunday experts wonder if there will be talk of a China-brokered ceasefire, which would give Putin a strategic advantage. Since President Xi is talking to Russia, will there be a call with President Biden?
He does want to set up another chance to talk to President. She and I suspect that will happen.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Korean state media reported on Monday that leader Kim Jong-un led 2 days of military drills simulating a nuclear attack over the weekend. VOA's Marissa Melson.
State media KCNA reported that the drills included the firing of a ballistic missile carrying a mock nuclear warhead. The drills were the fourth show of force from Pyongyang in a week. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Sunday that the short-range ballistic missile fired by Pyongyang flew 800 kilometers or 500 miles before landing in the East Sea, also known as the Sea of Japan. Tokyo has also condemned the launch, as did the U.S. military's Indo-Pacific Command. North Korea's drills took place as South Korea and the United States staged their own military maneuvers. 11 days of joint drills known as Freedom Shield. It's their largest set of joint exercises in 5 years. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Banking giant UBS is acquiring its smaller rival, Credit Suisse, for almost $3.25 billion. In an effort to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in the global banking industry, a combination of the two biggest and best-known Swiss banks, each with storied histories dating back to the mid-19th century, amounts to a thunderclap for Switzerland's reputation as a global financial center, leaving it on the cusp of having an additional national champion in banking. UBS Chairman, Group AG Chairman Colm Kelleher.
We are committed to making this deal a great success. There are no options in this. This is absolutely essential to the financial structure of Switzerland and, at the risk of being somewhat global, I think to global finance. So this deal is announced. This deal will be executed successfully.
While UBS is buying Credit Suisse, UBS officials said they plan to sell off parts of Credit Suisse or reduce the size of the bank over the coming months and years. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has called for protests as he predicts his arrest, while his former vice presidential or president calls the investigation political. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says with all the problems in New York, the Manhattan DA doesn't need to investigate hush money payments to women who alleged sexual encounters with Trump.
Just feels like a politically charged prosecution.
Trump has said he expects to be arrested Tuesday and is calling for protests.
The American people have a constitutional right to peaceably assemble.
The former vice president also says people are frustrated about
what they sense is a two-tier justice system in this country. I think is well-founded.
Pence made his comments on ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos during a visit to Iowa, an early voting state, and said he's giving serious consideration to running for president. Julie Walker, New York.
A parody photo appearing on protest signs and online in France shows President Emmanuel Macron sitting on piles of garbage. The image refers to the trash going uncollected, with sanitation workers on strike, but also what many French people think about the 45-year-old leader. Macron hoped pushed to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 would cement his legacy as the president who transformed France's economy for the 21st century. Instead, he finds his leadership contested both in parliament and in the streets of major cities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.